This weekend, gaming enthusiasts and industry leaders will gather at Dublin's RDS for Gamerfest. Around 6,000 visitors will attend the event to experience the latest games and meet special guests from the industry. Our work in technology, Brian O'Donovan, can tell us more. What's happening there, Brian?
Well, Gavin, you may be able to hear some banging and loud noises behind me here. It is not the latest game being displayed. It is, in fact, the various workmen who are putting up the stages, the stalls, the stands that will dominate the RDS arena this weekend. We're expecting thousands through the door here tomorrow and again on Sunday for the annual Gamerfest convention. There's going to be a lot taking place here. Esports, virtual reality demonstrations, cosplay competitions, a Just Dance challenge, and Formula One simulators. There'll also be a host of special guests, including top Twitch and YouTube creators from the gaming world that I'm sure you and I, Gavin, are more than familiar with, being hip and down with the kids as we are.
Yes.
There'll also be opportunities to learn about careers and third-level courses in the gaming industry from leading companies and colleges. And that's the serious bit. The companies will be here, the colleges will be here, trying to get the young gamers interested in careers in this industry, because it's worth an absolute fortune globally, and Ireland wants its slice of the pie.
Yes, dismiss this at your peril, and hard to overstate this, this is a huge industry.
So just to give you a statistic that the gaming industry likes to put out there all the time, it is bigger and worth more than the movie industry and the music industry combined. So that'll show you the scale of this industry. It is a multi-billion dollar global industry. Now, Ireland has its gaming companies. We have somewhat of an industry, but certainly there's room to grow. Now, for a long time, the gaming sector has been lobbying for tax credits and tax breaks like the movie industry and TV industry gets here in this country. And they got their tax credit. It was launched in 2022. But interestingly, today, Gavin, the Department of Finance telling me that so far no company in the gaming sector has actually claimed that tax credit. Now, what has happened is a number of companies have applied for it. They've begun the process, but they haven't actually drawn the money down yet. One theory that's being put out there is that games take years to make, and perhaps the gaming companies are waiting until the game is actually completed before they claim the tax credit. However, some in the tax industry have been telling me that, look, it was a bit of a fiddly tax credit to navigate. Perhaps it was modelled too much on the film and the TV side of things. It didn't recognise the nuances and the differences of the gaming sector, and perhaps it might need to be revisited to make it a bit more attractive to the gaming industry. Now, the industry insiders would say, look, this is a big industry. We are primed to claim it if we get the incentives, if we get the help. Stuart Dempsey is the CEO of Gamerfest.
Well, currently the industry in Ireland is estimated at €250 million, and there's between 2,000 and 3,000 people employed. So at the moment, I think we're only just scratching the surface, because the opportunities around the games industry for Ireland are absolutely immense. If you can imagine that the size of the games industry globally is worth more than the movie industry and the music industry combined, it gives you a sense of what's possible. We have all the ingredients here in Ireland for a really, really successful games industry. We're seeing more and more alignment now from stakeholders, including IDA Ireland, revenue with the new game development tax credit, Enterprise Ireland, groups like Immerch, Ordon, etc. So there's a real coordination happening. We're doing our best to support it with these events.
That's Gamerfest organiser Stuart Dempsey.